honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and our visit this Father's Day weekend with a proud father named Bob McAvoy. During World War II, he served aboard three different ships, and nothing over all the years since has stirred up those Navy memories like the journey he got to take this spring with his youngest son, Greg. They traveled to Washington, D.C. with Central Valley Honor Flight.
This guy came up with the idea. Somebody talked to him about it, and he didn't even know about it, so he goes ahead and thinks the thing out. First thing I know, Dad, what about doing this? Huh? He wanted to go to Washington, D.C. And he heard about it. It was free for me. And I thought it was a fantastic idea, too. But first thing off, I had been there before with my second wife. We went across country and stopped in D.C. Trouble is, the parking there, we hit it on the middle of the day. To be able to put the car somewhere in, you have to do a lot of walking. She wasn't too impressed about the walking idea. And so we didn't get to see too much. The only thing we got up close to was the Jefferson Memorial. But it was an honor, honestly. There was a 70 group and two World War II veterans out of 70. I thought, wow. And the other guy is like me. We became buddies, the two of us, and still are. His guardian, I suppose you know what a guardian is, Greg is mine, and his other name is George, and he's 98. And in the service, I'm 98, because I have to say I was 17 when I went in as, when I was really 16. So in the Navy, I'm 98 years old, and he's 98 too. So the both of us, and there's only two of us anyway, left in this 70 group. Whenever we go anywhere, we were both in pushers. Everywhere we go, we have our pictures taped in a group. The two of us, George and I, are up front, sitting in the thing, and he's standing behind us. And the guy he's standing behind you with us, with George, Robbie, they call him, they became buddies. The four of us, we came like this. We were always in the front for the pictures, and we'd go over in somewhere else, a parade or something. We'd be putting out there in front of the buses. We'd be in them first off, get in them and get out. It was a fantastic thing, I'm telling you. It really was.
So there's very few people who ever have the opportunity to lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. What was that like for you to do that?
I was nervous as could be. Oh, Lord have mercy. He didn't get to push me out there. They had somebody else. But anyway, the two of us go up there, and then he pushed us forward, and there's this big wreath and a Marine behind it with a good grip on it. And we go to make the presentation. We're wheeled out there, and then we go like this, and we're right at it, and it's right square in front of us. And I reach over to pretend like I'm helping him with it. And he's back. And I get up like this, and with my right hand, I hold on to it. And this Marine behind has got a lock on it from behind, facing us. And I grabbed some of the flowers, and then I came back from it, and the flowers were still in my hand. Tore off the thing, and they fell down on the ground. And, oh, Lord, I was so embarrassed. I couldn't even look up when they wheeled me back to the end of the crowd. It was so embarrassing. And I don't know how many seconds later, I go over and look to see if I could see it. It was gone. I don't know how in the heck they got that off the deck. And it's such a quick thing. I'll never forget that. That was embedded in my mind as an embarrassment of my life.
In general, that whole... your whole experience on the honor flight, from takeoff to landing, how did it make you feel? Did it make you feel like maybe some people value what you did for our country?
Absolutely. Merry Christmas. You don't have to pay a penny on anything. I didn't spend a penny anywhere on that flight. And to be honored by that, especially when with our age, we were 98 years old and not in front on anything. It was wonderful. And it's the only time I have ever had anybody attention because of my age and what we went through during the war. It was so fantastic that it makes me real good. I put some juice into me, I think, because being 97, my health is pretty darn good, if you ask my doctor. I don't have much things. I take medications, but that's to keep my body under control. My doctor's got me on prescriptions that keep me healthy. The only problem is my equilibrium. That's my deadly part, because I fell once, and once was enough for me. But I fell a second time at home, but that wasn't too bad. But other than that, I'm good. So I'm going to shoot for 200, I guess. I mean, well, God.
Let's get to 100 first. How about when you got back to Fresno and the bagpipers led you through that procession and you got some sailors standing there at attention for an old sailor? What was that like?
Fantastic. But it's problematic. Most of the guys were returning the salute. But I'm a civilian. I'm not a naval man anymore. So I'm a civilian. So I think that the proper salute for me is to put my hand over my heart, especially when I hear the Pledge of Allegiance or things of that nature.
And since this is a radio program and some of the people listening weren't there, didn't see it, can you describe for us what you saw as you came out into that airport terminal?
Oh, it was beautiful. I was in awe, honest to Pete. And those guys in uniform, hot diggity damn, they sure looked good. And they carried it off the way they did. And I never thought that Fresno were putting this out like such a terrific greeting, honestly. With George and I up front, come out there.
If there's anything else that's, you know, important to you, I don't want to leave it out, but I also don't want to forget to say thank you. Thank you for serving our country, and thank you for telling us a little bit about it. I do have another question. Maybe it's not easy, but at 97 or 98 years old, depending on who we ask, is there something that you look back on and you say, you know, that's what I'm most proud of, or that's what I'm most thankful for?
At times, I think that I should have been better at it, but mainly my family, without a doubt. Lord have mercy. I'm so lucky to have such children that I do have. The only problem is, being Catholic, I have to keep after them. I've written them things of our religion over the years, hoping that they might realize the importance of religion in a person's life, because I hope that they'll be in heaven one day.
Since you brought that up, I guess I should ask you too, because you told us, you know, quite a few stories from your time in the Navy. Are there moments throughout that, especially as we think about, you just said, you know, your family is what you're most thankful for, and a lot of them would have never been born if you didn't make it home from the war. Are there times that you look back on and you feel that God protected you, or there was some kind of divine intervention in your survival?
When I saw that torpedo go past our stern, you doggone right I do. If you were in my shoes and you saw that, you would wonder, stay away from me. That was the biggest thing. But no, being a father is the best thing in my life, I think. The way my family live, and I just love them so much. Oh, yeah, well, one thing we're talking about like this, I wonder sometimes if I did not go to San Diego for that hydraulic thing and stayed on the San Diego and gone through the whole war on the San Diego. My life, I don't know. God does what controls the rest of it, but I think my life might have been, it may be the same. It may ever come out the same, but the whole thingamajig of it would change completely different. That's the only thing I wonder about. You know, I'm just skylining in my mind. Yeah. What if, when that ship got back to the States, they were out of the Navy right now? That's why that extra year I put in, that Navy wanted me one more year, because they lost so many on all this. Everybody got out of the service after the war.
You kind of slipped it in there that, like a lot of guys in this time period, you lied about your age to get in the service. So that means your grandparents had to play along and sign that you could go in and that you were older than you said you were?
What happened was that he went to my dad. I don't know how all this happened, because we were living with my grandparents.
Right.
But he contacted my dad and thought about, would you want your son to join the Navy? Or he wanted to go in the Navy. That's what I guess. It must have worked, because my dad wasn't there, but he was somewhere where my grandfather reached him and told him what the situation was. And so I guess my dad asked my granddad what he thought about it, because my granddad knew that I was a rapscallion. I full of juice and not too compliant with doing what he was supposed to be doing. But anyway, however the situation came out, the fact was that my dad had to write a letter and say that I was 17 years old. And that's what I used when I went back and enlisted. December 18th, 1941, I enlisted, because my grandfather, or my grandfather, said it was a good big job for him. They trained him. And that's exactly, that's what they did.
And the rest is history. He lied about his age to get into the Navy, even though he couldn't swim, survived service on 3 different ships, and put in an extra year after a trip to meet his newborn daughter for the first time could have ended up with a dishonorable discharge. Bob McAvoy has taken us on quite a journey this Father's Day weekend, but before we sign off, how about a quick word from his son, Greg, who accompanied Bob on that Central Valley Honor flight to Washington, D.C. Did you learn anything about your dad on this 3-day honor flight that maybe you didn't know or realize before?
I learned the strength he had going through the war and the experiences he's had, and just the trauma that you don't realize what these young guys go through and experience. It's just amazing what the stories you can tell and how you can vividly recollect what happened at the time. It's amazing.
Is there a part of his story, maybe a memory he shared, maybe just lying about his age and getting in at 16? I mean, is there a part of his story that you look at and you say, boy, I don't know if I could do that, or I don't know how he did that?
The part where the torpedo goes over the bow of the ship was interesting, how he reacted to it and can still see it in his mind is what's really amazing.
Sharing that honor flight experience with him, what was the highlight of all that for you?
To me, it was the Arlington Cemetery and the changing of the guard, watching that and having him lay the wreath on the unknown soldier. That's probably the best part of the trip. And the camaraderie of the group of 150 people together, the volunteers, the guardians, all the vets, it just seemed like everybody had the country in their mind and the honor that we show these vets. I'll take that with me the rest of my life.
And is there something about your dad that you really appreciate or respect? Why does he mean so much to you?
I respect his determination and his faith. He preaches as a Catholic 24/7. I'm still learning as I go along, but I respect his beliefs, how he raised in a family at that time. I've raised my family the best I can, and probably the common denominator is we're both so proud of our family. It's a good role model. Hopefully I'll make it to 100 also, or 200 as he says.
Don't put it past him. If you're blessed to still have your dad in your life, like Greg McAvoy and his siblings are, you know what to do this weekend. I'm glad you spent this hour with us on Hometown Heroes today. I'm Paul Leffler, hoping you can join us again next time when we'll be reminded again through the stories of our veterans that freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.